155 people from the Dakotas and a number of other states signed up for the Civil Air Patrol's youth camp in Rapid City. The organizers made the 12 to 17-year-old cadets choose one method to mitigate against the virus: a vaccination, a recent negative COVID test, quarantining for 2 weeks, or showing proof of a past infection. But a youth cadet contracted the virus on the fifth day of the event. By day 8, it spread to 4 other kids in his dorm, and the Civil Air Patrol decided to end the camp a day early. Colonel Nick Gangler is the commander of the South Dakota Civil Air Patrol. He declined to say whether the sick cadet was vaccinated or not. But Gangler says the infected group was a mix of vaccinated and unvaccinated youth. He says the camp used quarantines to successfully prevent the virus from spreading to other dorms. Dr. Shankar Kura is the Vice President of Medical Affairs at Monument Health. He says the Civil Air Patrol did take important measures against COVID-19, but the best way to prevent the virus at group events is to mandate vaccinations.
What they were trying to do is reduce risk, and instead of approaching it from a vaccination or you cannot participate, they gave other options which don't reduce the risk as effectively as vaccine does.
Kura says vaccinated people have about a 5% chance of contracting COVID-19. But if they do, it's unlikely they will be hospitalized or die. Plus, they have a negligible chance of spreading it to others. For SDPB, I'm Arielle Zients in Rapid City.